It's interesting, the first reading today. Never made this connection. I don't know. I guess I was just never looking for it, I guess. The point that Stephen is making in his trial. Stephen is anointed with the Holy Spirit. This is Pentecost, post-Pentecost, right? Stephen, anointed with the Holy Spirit, is speaking, is bearing witness, is giving witness to Jesus, and it is unacceptable to them. And Stephen's conclusion is, well, of course. Of course it's unacceptable. Because your ancestors, when the prophets anointed with that same Holy Spirit, spoke of Jesus who was to come and suffer and to die, you rejected them as well. And so you have a habit of rejecting the Holy Spirit. So, okay, it's obvious. Now the Holy Spirit, again, bearing witness to Jesus through the church. And again, it's met with rejection. Which is incredibly sad. It's incredibly sad because the ones that Stephen is speaking to, the promise is theirs. The promise is theirs, and I believe it's in the prophet Joel, with the conclusion that he will pour out his Spirit on all flesh and blood, and all will experience this incredible transformation in the gift of his presence. The promise is theirs. And yet they are unable to receive it. The gospel text today. You know, I love it when Jesus speaks about things we understand. He's talking about hunger and thirst. Do you know hunger? Do you know thirst? I know them intimately. Some days more than others. He speaks about what we understand in order to speak to us about what we don't understand. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. It is a reminder to us, my brothers and sisters, that everything that we need, everything, is found in Jesus. And by accepting that, it doesn't mean you're all called to celibate chastity. Congratulations, you're all going to the convent, you're all going to the monastery, you're going to the seminary, boom. What it means is that if you accept that, if you enter into that, then you will be met in your hunger and your thirst with that which actually can satisfy, so that you don't run around the world being a vampire trying to suck life from everything else. Do you understand the visual on that? To truly be met in your hunger and your thirst, to be satisfied and satiated, means that you won't be grasping at other things in order to try and extract from them what they cannot give. To possess Jesus orders everything in our life properly. We cannot have a proper relationship with anyone. When I say proper, we cannot have a perfectly, naturally ordered relationship with anyone without Jesus. Because in ordering our life to Him, then all of a sudden we can love the person that is in front of us for their sake, and not what they do for me. All those 1980s romantic comedies, 90s, and they're all like, you complete me. Oh, please. It sounds great. It's very romantic. It sells movie tickets. But love isn't about you completing me, it's about me giving myself away. Love is about loving the other for their sake. So, what an incredibly beautiful thing that Jesus says. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. If you are not hungry and you do not thirst, then you don't need to consume others. We get to give ourselves away. We get to make a gift of ourselves. So, my brothers and sisters, if you truly want to be free, to be what you were created to be, in the image and likeness of God, then draw close to Jesus. And he will meet you in your hunger, and he will meet you in your thirst. And you will be able to give yourself away. Amen.